That's how we start a chagura.
Kol chayim lechayim.
Becha ayim.
So guys, so we're in the third class on Zveikut. Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach, we're going to be learning about the feeling of the light and the pleasure in Zveikut, in clinging to Hashem. Feeling the light, the feeling good about it, everything that goes into that. Agashat ta'anug, feeling the pleasure, feeling the enjoyment of it. V'hina etzem ha'dveikut hi agashat ha'shayachut v'achibur la'Hashem Yitbarach, omram yesh bezeh shnei minim. Right? The feeling, what is dveikut at its core? It's the feeling of belonging and connection to Hashem Yitbarach. But there's two different types of experiencing this. Achat hi dveikut shelo b'murgash. One is dveikut that you don't feel. Shemekir ba'akara b'ira b'sechel u'b'pnimiyut alev. You have a clear, clear intellectual recognition, and in the depth of your heart, in the reality of Hashem, that He's with you. No matter what, it's a fact. If I'm a spark of Hashem, that means Hashem's with me no matter what situation I'm in. Right? אבל לא מרגיש את זה בהרגשה חיה בלב. You don't feel it as this vital, live feeling, emotion in your heart. והשנייה היא דבקות במורגש. The second one is felt דבקות, שמרגיש את אור הדבקות בהרגשה חמה ובוערת בלב. When you feel this light of the דבקות with a warm feeling, fire in your heart, like we just had, בכלי הרגשה, right? In the vessels, in the tools of feeling, of emotion. בדרך כלל, שאדם זוכה לזה, מתוסף לזה הרגשת תענוג בליבו. Usually, when you get this feeling, this level of dveikut, that you feel it, usually that comes with some pleasure. Comes together with some pleasure, some good feeling about it, some enjoyment. כך שיש בהרגשת אור אלוקי ג' נקודות. In the godly light, we find that then there is 3 points. אחד, one, עצם ההכרה במציאות השם יתברך עמנו ובחיבור עמו. Just knowing that Hashem is with us and we have a connection to Him. בבהירות, with clarity. כאילו רואה אותו, as if you were to see Hashem. The second way, הרגשת הדבקות בהרגשה חיה, the feeling of דבקות in a tangible living sense, ומאירה בליבו, that illuminates your heart, makes a fire in your heart. וזהו הנקרא בדרך כלל הרגשת אור. That's what we say when we feel light, אור. Right? Gimel, התענוג שמתפשט מהרגשת האור. The pleasure now that starts to spread out in your being because of feeling the light. Okay? Just the fact that I know Hashem is with me, feeling this emotion in my heart where I feel that recognition down deeper in my emotions, and then a feeling where it's just spread out all over me completely. Okay? והנה המדרגה הראשונת בהרגשת האורות דבקות היא הרגשה הערה בנפשו. The first level is feeling this light come, this illumination come down into your נפש. מרגיש את אור השם דבר בתוכו. You feel the light of Hashem in you. וזוהי ההרגשה שיש לאדם בשעה שהוא לומד תורה. This is the feeling a person should have when they're learning Torah. או שמזמר איזה ניגון. Or when he sings a ניגון. Right? We just experienced this. וכן הוא... וכן מה שמרגיש השירת השכינה כשנכנס למקום קדוש. So too, when you go to a holy place and you feel the presence of the שכינה, you feel the השראה, you feel the presence, right? שכל אלו הם מרגשות אמיתיות. All of these are real emotions, you're really feeling them. שנפשו נדבקת באור השם דברך, your נפש, your soul is clinging, okay? Clinging to the reality of Hashem. ראינו שמרגיש את מציאות הקדושה בתחושה חיה בלב. Meaning you're feeling it in your heart. You feel the reality of Hashem. You maybe not be able to express it to someone else, but you know it. It's there deep in your heart. ובוודאי יש בזה מדרגות על גבי מדרגות. For sure there's levels and levels into this. בתחילה זה מאיר לא רק בהרגשה קלה. In the beginning it's just a small, more calm, or fine feeling, a small low level emotion. אבל ככל שזוכה יותר, זה נעשה מורגש ממש בתוך נפשו כחלק ממנו. The more you get used to feeling דבקות, the more you're going to feel it tangibly, ממש, inside your nefesh, you're going to feel, right? As if it's part of you, the light. עד שזוכה וזה נעשה ממש כל חיותו. Until you merit to a level where you merit that this becomes your vitality. This is you need it throughout your day, right? It's like your vitamins, it's like your food that you need to eat. וכביכול הוא כאילו רואה ממש מול עיניו וליבו את מציאות השם יתברך מרוב שהוא מרגיש אותו. It's as if you feel and you see Hashem in front of you from the amount of connection that you have, that you feel Hashem's presence in you, that it's like he's right there. וכשאדם זוכה לדבק באמת והשם יתברך הוא מרגיש תענוג עצום וחיות עצומה. When a person merits to have dvekut, to cling to Hashem, then they feel immense pleasure and vitality, power. They feel a lot of positive energy coming through them. יותר מכל התענוגים ששייכים בעולם. More than all of the pleasures that you could have in this world. כי בכל מה שיש איזה עונג או חיות בעולם, הוא ניצוץ קטן מזה, ונחשב כאפס ועין. Any pleasure that you can get from whiskey, from fruit, from anything of this world, it's a spark. Dveikut, we're talking about clinging to the source. Any pleasure you're going to get in this world is just the spark. So what happens when you cling and you engage with the source of that pleasure, the source of that spark? Hargashat Oro nechlak legimel ma'alachim. Feeling the light is separated into three different sections. One is dveikut shel esh. Dveikut, where you feel fire. שהתלהבות וכיסופים לדבק בהשם יתברך. It's this yearning and this excitement to cling to Hashem. Longing to just be one with Hashem. והשנית, דבקות של מים. The second one is דבקות of water. שתענוג ורוגע ושלווה נפלאים. It's this pleasantness, this calm, this tranquility. Wonderful feeling. שאדם מרגיש איך כל המציאות המקיפה אותו. You feel that all of the reality that surrounds you היא רק האור אלוקי. It's just the godly light. Kedita bekitvei agra, like it's written in the writings of the Vilna Gaon, shikar ta'anuk began Eden, ubkhinat ta'anuk shel mayim. The Vilna Gaon says the main pleasure that they're going to feel in Gan Eden is the feeling of water, right? The third is dvekut shel avir, tzfat yir hakodesh, right? We're at the third level of dvekut. Air. What's air? She dvekut etzem sheyesh liyehudi beboreh. It's the dvekut etzem, the clinging to Hashem at the essence, at the core, that every Jew has to the Creator. Ketumat ha'avir, just like the air, she'en adam yochol lechayot biladav, a person can't live without it. Kach hi ha'chayot sheyesh liyehudi sheyodea sheyesh borei le'olam. So too is the life and the vitality of a Jew that knows that there's a Creator to the world. Shemechayoto v'hu davuk bo be'etzem yetziyoto. That Hashem's giving you vitality at any given moment. And that you are clinging to Hashem at the essence, at the core of your reality. We have to know how to serve Hashem, unifying and mixing all of these midot together. On one hand, you don't get burnt from the fire. On the other side, don't get too soft and too comfortable from having such a nice padding from the water. Right, the pleasure in the water. V'margish kach, u'tzirich mayim likanes l'rishpei ha'esh shal heved ya. Miyad, slicha. If you feel like this, you feel like you're getting too lackadaisical, too chill, right? You have to go into the burning fire flames of Hashem. Bagasha ena ha'ikar. Da agasha, right? The feeling is not the main thing. We need to know שהוא מרגיש את האורף ונתענג עליו, right? That the fact that you feel light and you take immense pleasure in it, זה לא העיקר. That's not the goal, that's not the main thing. אלא העיקר הוא עצם משהו דבוק בהשם יתברך וחי וקשור איתו. The goal is the fact that you will be actually clinging to Hashem and living out that reality, and with a relationship and a connection. דיינו, meaning, עצם זה שהוא מקושר ומחובר בהשם יתברך במחשבתו וליבו, just the fact that you are connected to Hashem in your heart and in your thoughts, mitoch emunah, from a place of emunah and loyalty and faith in Hashem, zoi ha-dveikut, that is dveikut. Ve'en ze meshaneh klal im hu margish or v'tanug belibo o lo. It does not matter at all whether you feel this pleasure and light in your being, in your heart, or not. It's not dependent on that. That's the level of tzfat, right? It's avir, it's dveikut etzem. I'm clinging to Hashem at the core. It doesn't matter whether I feel it or not. At the core, I'm attached to Hashem, and that's just the reality. And I can't live without Him. וצריך מתחילת העבודה לא לרצות דווקא באורות והרגשות ותענוגות. At the beginning of our work, all of us, now we're learning about Dveikut, we're not meant to be seeking out the light and the feeling and the emotion and the connection and all that. Our goal should to be really to cling to Hashem, to live out with the relationship with Hashem, to live Him. To be in a deep relationship with Hashem. Without the light, I don't need the light and all the pleasure that comes with that. I'm looking to be connected in Hashem in every movement that I make in this world. If you go properly into this, and you agree to try to work on dvekut in your relationship with Hashem, whether you feel the light or not, as yuchal lizkot gam nitaneg v'lienot minoam dvekut. If you do it without trying to get the reward, then you're also going to merit to do it with the reward and all the pleasantness and the pleasure and the tranquility. Hashem for sure wants us to have a relationship with Him and to cling to Him out of a place of pleasure and enjoyment. For sure that's what He wants. He doesn't want us to suffer doing it. He wants us to enjoy being connected to Him. It's forbidden though that the pleasure and the enjoyment of it should be the goal. Right? Anytime you have a desire in your heart to want to come closer to Hashem and to take pleasure in Him, like when Shabbat is coming in, and the Jew has this desire to feel an internal connection to Hashem, everything depends on the fact that in the beginning you have to nullify yourself in front of Hashem. Your desire now is to go into the Shabbat, for example, into the mitzvah, into Shacharit, with just the one thing on your mind, to make Hashem happy, right? To do the right thing by Hashem. Without trying to seek now different levels to achieve and to different feelings and emotions. Then with the help of Hashem, you're going to merit to go level to level. And to take immense pleasure in Yud Kevavke. אבל אם מתחילה מחפש את הרגשות והמדרגות, זה עצמו עלול למנוע. If in the beginning you start out your seek for dvekut by trying to feel emotions and feel lights and see lights and have experiences, that already you're setting yourself up for failure, right? And it could prevent you from getting anywhere. So we have to keep that in mind. It's a very important part of it as well. What happens now when the light disappears? Feel light and then it just fleets, right? Not only is it forbidden that the light and the feeling should be the goal, sometimes the light is not revealed to you at all. Sometimes when a person is trying to deal with dvekut, he doesn't feel the light, he doesn't feel the supernal pleasure. Even a person who already merited wants to feel this amazing tranquility with Hashem, with the sweetness of the Torah, for example, it would very well be that again it's going to get dark for him. It could be to a point that he won't feel it for so long that he's going to forget that one time he had an amazing feeling when he learned Torah. Therefore, on holidays and Shabbat, sometimes we feel it and sometimes we don't. You cannot get startled when you don't feel it. Don't get taken back right now. That is also godly revelations. That's also a level in dvekut. Then the work is in the one of the two types of dvekut that we explain. Dvekut that's not felt. Right? Which is a true connection, it's a real relationship without the feeling of the light. Why is it like this, that sometimes we feel and sometimes we don't? Hashem desires to have a dwelling place down here in this world. Every Jew is an emissary, a messenger for Hashem. To make a dwelling place for Hashem down in this world. That in every single place, every reality, every level, every stage of life, that you should see the reality of Hashem and the kingship of Hashem. Vizmani ma'elu, in these times, when it gets dark for a person, yishane milchama gedola v'nefesh ha'adam, right? Yeshna, slicha. There is a big war inside the soul of a person. האם יפול לעזוב את הדבקות והשייכות לשם יתברך, כיוון שכבר אינו מרגיש אותו? Are you now going to leave dveikut and doing mitzvot and stopping to learn Torah, to stop praying, to stop trying to connect to Hashem because now you don't feel it, and now the light is hidden from you, and you don't feel the connection? Or no matter what, whether you feel the light or not, you're going to stay clinging to your Creator. Because you know Hashem, blessed be He, is everything, and He's always there. כשאדם עומד בניסיון הזה, when a person stands in this test, הוא מגלה את השקר של העולם החיצוני, you reveal the vanity and the falseness of this external world, הוא מגלה שמלכותו בכל משלה, you reveal that Hashem, His kingship is in every different domain, ותמיד השם יתברך נמצא, Hashem is constantly there, גם כאשר העולם מסתיר את זה, even when the world hides it up from you, וזהו שלמות אדירה בתחתונים. This is the end of you, this is the completion of Hashem dwelling here in this lower world. ולכן כשעוברים על האדם ימים שהוא מרגיש שמסלק ממנו הדבקות, then for when times pass over a person, that he feels that the light of דבקות is leaving him, ימשיך לדבק במחשבה ובלב, continue to cling to Hashem in your thoughts and in your heart, גם בלי הרגשת האור, even without feeling the light, אלא מעצם המציאות שהשם יתברך עמו, just from the fact of the reality that you know Hashem is with you, וישמח בהשם יתברך בלי הרגשה, take joy in the fact that you have a connection with Hashem without any feelings, רק מכוח האמונה, just from the ability and the power of your אמונה, כי באמת השם יתברך תמיד איתנו, the truth is Hashem is always with us, ואפשר להמשיך לדבק בו ולחיות אותו גם אם האדם לא מרגיש כלום. You can continue to cling to Hashem and feel Hashem even if you don't feel Hashem, right? You can live Hashem out, you can be there with it even if you don't feel Hashem at all. וצריך להיכנס חזק בדעתו שלא לחפש רק את האור. You need a דבקות עצם, you have to put it strong into your consciousness to not seek out the light. ושלא להיות תלוי רק ברגשות, to not be dependent, to get to a point where you're dependent on feeling it or not, on the revelation. כמו הרבה אנשים שכל הדבקות שלהם תלויה כמה הם מרגישים. A lot of people, they talk about דבקות, and it's all about how much I feel. אלא להיות מעבדי השם יתברך הנאמנים, rather to be from the loyal servants of Hashem, שמחפשים את הדבקות הפנימית, they're looking for the internal דבקות, את הקשר עם השם יתברך עצמו, the relationship with Hashem himself, בלי קשר להרגשת אור ותענוג, without any connection to the feeling of light and pleasure. למשל, כאשר מגיע שבת קודש, when Shabbat arrives, for example, צריך שלא רק כאשר מאירה לו השבת כמו שרצה, אז יעבוד כראוי. It's not dependent on whether you feel like it right now or not. Am I feeling the Shabbat? I'm going to keep it or not? I don't feel the Shabbat, so I'm maybe not going to keep it. We're all past that, right? We're not there. אלא גם אם לא מאיר לו, יהיה מרוצה ושמח. Even if you don't have this amazing light, you're meant to be happy with the fact that it's Shabbat and be just in a good mood and like, ברוך השם, it's Shabbat. וזה על ידי שיכנס לדעת הפנימית ויחשוב. This is by way of going into the internal consciousness and thinking. שעיקר מה שיש לי עם מי, את השם יתברך. גם אם אין לי את תחושת האור והתענוג המורגש. The main thing for me is that I have Hashem with me. Even if I don't have the feeling of the light and the feeling of pleasure, right, and revelation that Hashem is dwelling on me. I know in my head that I'm connected to Hashem and He's here with me. That should be everything. This proves the times that we do have a feeling and we do feel pleasure. Then it's going to prove what is the main thing about you. Because there are going to be times when you will get the light. Right? And then you can really take pleasure in it. כי באמת השם יתברך רוצה שיהיה גם תענוג ומורגש בפועל. השם wants you to feel good. He wants you to feel pleasant feelings when he comes down and he's dwelling upon you. In your body, in your soul. אבל לא שזה יהיה העיקר. He doesn't want it to be the main thing that you're looking for the outcome, for the revelation. משל לחברים האהובים. Example, close friends that love each other. אם החבר בא אצל חברו רק כאשר נעים וטוב, ואילו כאשר יש איזה קושי הוא כבר לא בא לבקרו, a person as a friend, right? And that friend, he only hits you up when it's a
good time.
When it's a good time, when it's needed, right? When something's going on. But when there's a hard time, he's not there. זה סימן שאינו חבר אמת. He's not a true friend. והוא כמו חבר של העשיר. He's the friend of the rich guy, you know? שאינו חבר שלו. He's not really his friend, he just wants his money. ורק אם יודע להישאר מחובר גם בזמני הקושי, זה זמן שהוא חבר אמת, והוא הרבוי להנות בזמני העשירות. Only if you can stay through the hard times, that's the only proof that, you know, you're real and you're standing, it's not about the money. And then you can also take pleasure in feeling the money. Because your friend's obviously going to take you out, he's going to be, but his boy, if you're his boy, he's there for you, he's going to do that with no problem. But if you're just taking for a ride, and you're not there when he needs you, right? It's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're looking just for the relationship, you're there with Hashem loyal no matter what, right? Then when the light comes, you take even more pleasure in that. Because it's real. You really deserve it, right? It's coming and it's being given to you because you deserve it, and it's from a, because you're out of love. Hashem loves you and He wants to give it to you. And then you're passing the test, right? You're passing the test of whether you're clinging to Hashem with the revelations or not. וכל עובד השם יתברך שיהיה לו בתחילה הרגשת אור וגדלות ואחר כך מסתלך האור ונעשה חושך. Every single server of Hashem, every one of us, right? In the beginning you're going to get this light of feeling, you're going to start to work on the Vekud and it's going to be revealed to you and it's going to feel good and you're getting used to it and then shoop, the light's going to go away. צריך לדעת שכך הוא דרך העבודה. This is the way of the service. כי השם יתברך מסלק את האור כדי שנבוא לעומק יותר אמיתי וצריך שלא להתפעל מזה. Hashem sends the light away. So that we'll come to a deeper point, and our job is to not get startled, to not get taken back, right? And even in times that there should have been light, according to all the calculations, I should have felt something on Lag BaOmer, right? Or whatever it is. Im en lo o, lo yitpel mizeh. Don't get taken back. Don't get startled if the light doesn't come. Ele yehne me'etzem hakesher im Hashem Tibach. Take pleasure in the fact that you're connected to Hashem. Ubeemet levasov yeh lo orot gdolim. If you manage to do that constantly, in the end you're going to have huge lights that come to you, and huge revelations, and a huge immense pleasure and feelings, right? It's just you have to hold on to the whole ride. Right? You found your heart loyal in front of Him. To be a loyal servant of Hashem. Loyalty is an internal connection. You can't be loyal if you don't have an internal connection to something. שאינה תלויה בכלום, it's not dependent on anything. אלא להידבק בהשם יתברך באמת ולמעלה בשורש השורשים. To cling to Hashem in truth, up above, in the root of roots. וזה נקרא דבקות עצם. This is what's called דבקות עצם, clinging at the essential core. Right? In Hebrew, עצמות, bones. Right? Your bones to your core. In Hebrew, עצם, עצמות, it's the same word. שהיא הרגשה יותר פנימית, it's a more internal feeling. שאינה מוגשת, בכלי הרגשה הרגילים. It's not felt in our usual vessels that we feel emotions with. ואיש האדם מרגיש שאינו צריך אורות כדי להשיג דבקות בהשם יתברך. It's when we feel that I don't need the lights in order to have דבקות right now, to go into a state of דבקות. I don't need any revelation. אלא הוא דבוק בעצם אלוקות. אני עם השם יתברך יחד כי זה עצם מציאותי. Me and Hashem were one. Why? Because that's the core of my reality. And the most deepest point of what I am is the fact that I'm a spark of Hashem. That is my reality. I'm one with Him. And in a place like this, where the light's not coming to you, יתגלה פנימיות התענוג. The most deepest place of pleasure is really revealed. שהיא תענוג מעצם הקשר, והדבקות עם השם יתברך. The pleasure that comes to you from just knowing at the core you're related to Hashem, you're connected to Hashem, with love, that is not dependent on anything. Until that, even if you don't have any physical pleasures and any spiritual pleasures, you're going to take immense pleasure just in the fact that you're a Jew who's merited to be connected to Hashem. V'tzich ha'adam liyot baki v'shbeta b'andergot. You have to be very well versed in both levels. Achad hi l'argish et or ha'dvekut v'litaneg alav. One is to feel the light of dvekut and take pleasure in it. Ki az ha'adam chay et Hashem yitbarach, because then you start to live Hashem v'akesher imo bo'er v'esh kodesh, and then the relationship is burning in your heart. You're in love, right? The emotion that everything butterflies when you just think about Hashem. You have to know how to be in that world. And the other step, the other side, להיות מופשט מהרגשות, to be completely separated and removed from emotions. ולעלות להרגשת הנשמה הפנימית, to ascend to the feelings and the emotions of the more internal neshama, the soul. והוא מה שאדם נדבק והשם נדבק מנקודת האמת. This is when a person clings to Hashem from a point of truth. דבקות עצם. Clinging to Hashem at the core, which is the Tzfat energy. With thoughts about Hashem, b'hargasha pnimit, with an internal feeling, shekach yamitziut, this is the reality, shani yimoyt barach, I am with Hashem, blessed be He. Omnam madara shedveikut etzem ina tachlit ha-shlemut, dveikut etzem, connecting to Hashem without any emotion, without any feeling, right, just because I know I'm connected to Hashem, that's not the tachlit, that's not the perfect goal, that's not the perfect outcome. Even though it's one side, it's unconditional, right? It's not dependent whether I feel or not. I know I'm connected to Hashem, which is a very lofty thing. When you do feel the light, though, you're able to go deeper in dveikut, right? Therefore, you need both of them. After you marry to cling to Hashem at the core without needing to feel anything, and now the lights come back and all the feelings and the emotions come back, now you bring them into the fact that you didn't need them, into your connection to Hashem that's not dependent on anything, right? And you won't lose that internal part. It's like the cherry on the top, right? Like you didn't need, you wanted just the cake. Right, and now all of a sudden, someone brings you the bonus, the little cream and the cherry to put on top. It's like, wow! All right, I was gonna have fun with this cake either way. You know, God forbid, we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lavdil elef alfei avdalot, right? But just to make it brought down a little bit more. Velachdir et ha'or, so we have to drill this light in. Chashuv lasim lev, it's very important to pay attention. Shevizman hagashat ha'or, when you do feel light, right? L'chaim, l'chaim, guys. It's important to know when you do feel light and you feel this immense pleasure in Hashem, you have to make sure that the light doesn't stay just as some kind of pleasure and some kind of good feeling, just that, you know, wow, I felt good today in davening. I felt good today when I prayed. You have to bring that light down so that it's going to influence actions. It's going to bring down a light that's going to be brought into this world. It's going to stay down, a force down here in this world, and an impression of that light down in this world. Gam ka'asher u'istalek, even when the light disappears. Ki hine lefamim adam ro'e shebishahat ha'or u'margish at Hashem yitbarach me'od. Sometimes in the time that it comes, the light is down here, you feel Hashem a lot. Aval ze lo meshpi al zmanei ha'nisayon, but it doesn't help you when you now go through a test. You knew you felt a lot of light, but where's that light now? Where's the lesson? Where's what's left over? Where's the impression that's meant to help me? Because it's a download, it's not just the feeling that changes, right? It's meant to, every time we get more godly clarity, it's meant to bring us higher godly clarity. Meaning, when I have no light and when I have a test, I have godly clarity to get through the test, right? So, we all feel sometimes a lot of light, but what's going on? How do we keep it? Even though you felt the light. When the test comes, it's very hard for you. Why does this happen? When you went to go pray, when you went to go learn, right? And the different times you felt dveikut, you had this spark, this feeling of godly light, but it wasn't connected to you in your life and actuality. Right, and then in the times of Torah and Tefillah and Dveikut, you could be an angel. Afterwards, you can go act completely opposite. God forbid. But if you merit to pray and to receive the light properly, after that you have to eat in sanctity and you have to behave properly. It can't be that when you go to pray, you're thinking about Hashem. But when you see some food or you see some lust, you go to and you don't eat properly, you don't eat in sanctity. It can't be that there's tefillah and then there's kiddush and it's a balagan and the whole entire egg. That can't be how we act. The kol shechen shelo yipol chas Hashem bechol minei inyanim. And even more so, God forbid, to not even mention that we fall in all different types of things that we could fall in, right? Anytime you feel God and you have a godly experience, it has to be brought down into a garment, into a vessel. שברור לאדם מהאור הזה אומר לא בחייו. It has to be clear to you, what is this light coming to bring me in my life? Applicable. How do I apply this? דיינו לתרגם את האור למעשה. How do I translate this light into action? לחבר את ההרגשה לעניינים החיים בפועל. How do I take this light, this דבקות that I felt with Hashem, and really bring it and apply it into my life? כי צריך לקבל את האור עם דעת. You have to be able to receive the light with consciousness, with connection. Meaning, לחבר אותו להבנה שלו. To connect the light, right? Dot is connection. To connect the light with my understandings of this world. ולהשגת נפשו בחיים המעשים, and to the comprehension of your soul, of your life, as you're going through an action. כך שהאור לא יהיה דבר מופשט. So the light shouldn't be some kind of separate thing. עליון, some supernal feeling that I have from up above. שאני מצא מחוץ לחיים, it's outside of my life. אלא יהיה חי ומתחבר בתוך המציאות. It should be alive and vital and connected to the reality. באופן כזה, השגת והרגשת האור תיתן כוחות לאדם לנצח ממלחמות היצר. If you do it in that way, anytime you feel light now, it's going to give you immense weapons and tools to get through when you're getting attacked by the Yetzer Hara. What's the point of downloading it if it wasn't for that? To make you holier. When are you tested to see if you're holy or not? Not when everything's flowing for you. That's a gift anyway from up above. The test is also from up above. But the light that you felt back then was the gift to help you get through the test. Like it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magdim Trufa LaMakah. Hashem brings the healing, the cure, before He brings the disease, before He brings the hit. So that's exactly what it is. You went to Shabbat, you had an aliyah, you didn't, you prayed, you had an amazing feeling. You think you need that for now? You're downloading it for another time. באופן, right? ולכן למעשה, therefore in practicality, what do we have to take from this? בכל פעם שזוכה לאור, צריך לכוון אותו. Anytime you merit to feel light, you have to direct it. להרגיש את האור האלוקי בתוך עניין בחיים. You have to connect it and to feel it somewhere applied in your life. אם יש לו עבודה של דבר, על דבר מסוים, if you have some kind of work on a specific thing, יכוון את האור לזה. Apply the light to that thing. I'm working on this thing. Right? Now you go and you feel Hashem. You've had an amazing prayer. You learned Torah and it felt really good. Right? You leave the chabur and you had a good night. Right? Say, Hashem, please take all that light. I'm working on this thing. I'm trying to be better at that thing. Please put all that light there. Put that in that bank account there. Yeah, pump that account up a little bit more. Give me more stats, right, on my RPG account of this role and this role. ויתבונן באותו העניין שעובד עליו. Contemplate on that same thing that you're working on. ויאיר אותו על ידי האור. And illuminate that thing. Give yourself power by way of the light you just felt from Hashem. וזה בהרבה אופנים לדוגמה. This could be in different ways. For example, אם אדם עובד על תאווה או גאווה, if a person is working on a lust or on pride, ego, אז אי תוך כדי שהוא מרגיש את האור, while you're feeling the light, והוא מתענג על הרגשת מציאות השם יתברך, you take immense pleasure in feeling the reality of Hashem that just came down to you, צריך שיחשוב וירגיש מחשבות נגד הגאווה מכוח האור. Take that thing and start to think like, Hashem, I don't want to be prideful, I don't want to have ego, I don't want to... Right? While you're feeling the immense pleasure, use it as an opportunity to say, Hashem, please, I don't want to feel these things. For example, אני מרגיש הכל אלוקות, I feel that everything is godliness. אז ברור שאין לי כלל מה להתגאות. I cannot be prideful. What am I pumping my chest up about? It's all godliness. או אם אמר על קדושת האכילה, you're working hard to try to eat holy, in a holy way, to sanctify your eating. אז אני אחשוב, think, הנה אני מרגיש איך הכל אלוקות, I feel that everything is godliness. ואני מרגיש את המציאות השם יתברך באור, I feel Hashem and His light. ומזה נהיה לי כעת יותר ברור. From now it's going to become more clear to me. שהאוכל אינו כלום. Food is not just anything that we engage in. אלא כל עניין בו וכל הענה שבו היא רק הנקודה האלוקית שבו. The whole entire reason I eat. The whole entire reason I get pleasure from eating and I enjoy it and I have a lust to do it. It's all because of the godly light that's inside of it. Another example, a person's working on loving every Jew. יחשוב בכוח האור, think with the power of the light, that every single Jew in his most internal part is a piece of Hashem from up above. ורק על זה צריך להסתכל. That's the only part I should look into in my fellow person. יחזק את המחשבה הזאת. Strengthen that thought in you. בכוח הגשת האור האלוקי, while feeling דבקות in a godly light, uses an opportunity to strengthen other parts. שמרגיש את המציאות השם יתברך בחוזק ובבהירות. When you have God clarity, direct the light to the right ways. person's in the middle of prayer, and all of you is, you're taking immense pleasure, right? You start to laugh, and you start to feel really good. Then when the light stops, it could be that the light left you, now I don't want to continue praying. But when you feel the light, you feel the light, now you translate it into the things you're going through. So example, to strengthen your feeling that Hashem is here with me right now, and you think to yourself, I feel Hashem so strongly, from this I'm going to learn how much He's constantly with me. And then by way of this light, right, that you had, you're going to feel Hashem's reality even more now. And then you're going to want to continue to pray and to talk to Him simply like a son to his father. And if you're not working on something specific, then it's good to do it according to the times you have set to learn or to pray. Think, right, on the four levels of the sulam when we're going in Shacharit, going from Asiya to Briya, Yetziyah. Taking upon yourself the fact that you have Torah and you have to do it, then going up from there to the feelings of love and awe and dvekut, and then nullifying myself and yearning for more, and then nullifying the whole entire reality in front of me. You work on these levels. Shita b'machshavato shiyete. Right? You take this light that God is bringing it to you, and you say, Hashem, please help me strengthen myself in the fact that I know I need to pray, and I know I need to go shop to pray. I know I should be learning Torah. I know these are things that I just have to do, whether I feel it or not. Give me strength there. Hashem, give me the strength to love you, to fear you, to respect you, to want to cling to you. Hashem, help me to yearn for you. Hashem, help me to nullify myself in front of your will. Hashem, help me to nullify the whole entire reality so I don't get startled from anything and I'm constantly connected with you. We have to always be directing the light. And think, Ani mekabel al atzmi ol malchut shamayim, I'm taking upon myself the will of the yoke of Hashem. Keni ani margish ka'et ech hakol zarak Hashem, I feel how everything is just Hashem. And His reality is clear to me, complete clarity. Then after that you feel love by way of this light. And you go up and up. From this, when you start to feel light, you really do start to ascend. Right? You really do start to grow and to apply all of this. This is the way you're going to feel the main benefit of actually feeling light. After you feel the light, you're going to be able now to go back to your regular mundane activities in everyday life in a much easier way. You're not going to feel that the light and the world are in complete contradiction. Even more so, you're going to strengthen how much you cling to Hashem, even while you're working, even when you're going to everyday things. And you're going to be able to strengthen your midot and to overcome the emotions that you feel that are maybe pushing you in the wrong direction. Time are we at?
10:10.
So, Zat Hashem. That's it for tonight. Zat Hashem, we have one more class next week on Dvik.